Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radio Lab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radio Lab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. And today, it's our end of the year news quiz. This is a special edition. We do this every year. This year, everything except the presidential election, because we know you're saturated. That's right, a presidential election-free end-of-year news quiz. So other than the presidential election, were you paying attention in 2016? Call in if you want to play, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And if you get three in a row right, we'll send you a copy of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book, puzzles, Mad Libs, coloring book pages about the show and about the world. You'll win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book for three in a row right. Come out and play at 212-433-WNYC. We'll divide the quiz into three sections today. General news, other than the presidential election, the lives they lived, about the many iconic people who died this year. Unbelievable, the number of super big name folks who passed away. So it's an opportunity to talk about their lives and their times with the New York Times magazine editor, who also edits the Lives They Lived magazine section, Jake Silverstein, later. And part three, when we sometimes do true or false questions, this year it'll be real news or fake news. We'll read a news story that actually circulated and tell you if it was real news or something that circulated as fake news. And we'll get to that later. But right now, we welcome our first guest quiz masters, none other than the MTV News All-Stars, Jamil Smith and Anna Marie Cox. Jamil, Anna Marie, thanks for your great analysis on the show all during the year. Are you ready to give away some Brian Lehrer Show activity books?
Yes, we are ready.
Yes, I am. I am on board.
Okay, very good. So we're going to rotate around. As you know, we all have the questions in front of us. We have full board of people ready to play. And let's start with Bob in Queens, who rushed in to get onto line one. Hey, Bob, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian. I still have my WNYC hat that I won last year.
Oh, okay. So a repeat performer.
I love the activities game.
There's no disqualification for having won in the past. We will say that. Jamil, want to do the honors on question one?
You bet. All right, Bob. We all know what the BQE is, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, but what is the BQX?
I think I'm going BQS.
X is in Xavier.
Brooklyn, Queens. I think I'm just going to have to be satisfied wearing my hat.
Oh, okay. Oh. Thanks for trying, Bob. We'll give one more person a shot at this. Then after two tries, we'll retire a question so it doesn't get boring. Ben in Forest Hills. Hi, Ben. You're on the air.
Morning, Brian. How are you today?
Good. Do you know the BQX?
That is the streetcar system that was proposed in Brooklyn, Queens.
Absolutely right. Projected by Mayor de Blasio to serve more than 15 million annual riders along a 16-mile route from Astoria to Sunset Park. If it comes to fruition, that would be in 2035. So if we all have nice long lives, there will be a BQX. All right, bonus question. Anna Marie, you want to ask the bonus question? Now, on these bonus questions, you don't get disqualified if you get it wrong.
Okay.
So, Anna Marie, want to hit him with a bonus question?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
yes.
Fine.
Good. I think I actually just screwed this up. But the X, yes, what does the X stand for in the BQX?
Express.
You would think it's express, but it's actually connector. Brooklyn Queens connector. But as we said, that was so hard, we don't disqualify you for that one. So here's your second official question. With the Second Avenue subway scheduled to open in 2017, as we stay on the transit track, what's the name of the line that will be extended north as the Second Avenue subway?
That'd be the T?
No. Did you say T?
Yeah.
No, ain't no T train. But nice try. But Ben, thanks a lot. All right. Cassius in Brooklyn. Hi, Cassius. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Brian. Thank you.
Do you know the name of the line for the Second Avenue
Subway? I'm pretty sure they're gonna use the W.
Oh,
alas, Cassius. So close.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try one more on this one. Caitlin on Long Island. Just going in order here. So on Long Island, I don't know how much you can use the Second Avenue Subway. But hi, Caitlin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Do you know the line?
I'm sorry. What's the question?
Oh, sorry. When the Second Avenue Subway opens, which line will be extended north to become it?
I'm going to hazard a guess here. A-line?
Oh, sorry, that's on the west side. Caitlin, thanks a lot. All right, we're going to go to Josh in Astoria for the next question. Hey, Josh, thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, guys.
Don't tell me you knew the answer to the second
I did. It was a Q-train.
Oh, Q-train, yes.
Well, the T-train is the eventual the name, but that's going to be like 10 years from now, so it's the Q.
No, it's going to be on January 1st, I believe.
Yeah, well, eventually the whole Second Avenue subway system is going to be renamed the T, but anyway.
Oh, that's why the other person said the T. How about that?
Yeah.
So he would have been right 10 years from now.
Yeah, 10 years from now. All right, so we're going to give you that because I hadn't given the answer as your first correct answer. So, Jamil, hit him with the next one.
You got it. All right, what kind of animal in Harlem caused recent public outrage towards Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo?
That would have been a deer.
That's
absolutely
correct.
That buck, which had spent 2 weeks in Jackie Robinson Park and then jumped a fence into the courtyard of a public housing project, and the police were called, and they tranquilized and captured him, calling him a danger to public safety, and the mayor and the governor couldn't agree on whether the more humane thing was to put him to sleep, as they euphemistically call it, or release him in the woods where he might die a more painful death, actually. And then the deer, Anna Marie, wherever you are, have you been following this New York story? The deer eventually died of what they called stress-related causes.
Yeah, he was sent to a quote-unquote farm upstate.
Before it could be sent to a farm. So I think the deer was watching too much CNN and got overwhelmed. All right, Anna Marie, next question. Anna Marie, do we have you? I guess we lost Anna Marie. Jamil, you want to do this one too?
Definitely. In this clip, David Wallace Wells, features editor for New York Magazine, is referring to what New York City event?
This was one of the wildest things. I mean, first of all, the fact that a panic could erupt prompted by nothing. There was no shooter. There was no bomb. There was no bomb threat. But everybody's just so on edge.
Okay. What is he talking about?
I think he's talking about the JFK shutdown a couple months ago.
That's right. It was a false alarm.
Yes.
On a terrorist attack, a rumor and a misunderstanding led to that airport panic. I think we have Anna Marie back now,
I'm back.
Right? Hi.
I am.
So I think wait a minute.
No, that's two
three.
Because it's
he got
that's
the
three
Q train.
Because you got the Q train.
I'm back.
All right, our first winner of a Brian Lehrer Show activity book, Josh in Astoria. Josh, we're going to put you on hold and get your address,
Thanks. And
we'll send you that fun thing. Thanks for playing, and let's go on to Michael in Montvale. Hi, Michael. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Brian. Happy New Year to you. And I have to say, I was also a winner last year. And what was interesting last year when I won, it was on my birthday, and this year is also my birthday. So you obviously switch days of the week.
Yes, we do, just to follow you around. So let's see if we can give you another birthday present. Anna Marie, hit them.
Yes. Okay, on Saturday, September 17th, there was an explosion on 23rd Street in Chelsea. 29 people were sent to the hospital. That same bomber planted three other devices, one of which went off. Can you name one of the other locations where the bombs were found?
Well, it was in New Jersey down the shore. I think it was Belmar, but I don't remember exactly.
It was something like Belmar. Yeah. Well, have a happy birthday anyway, Michael. Thank you. Lauren in Manhattan, were you listening to the previous question? Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you? I was. And was one of the other bombs found in Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct.
Elizabeth and Seaside Heights and 27th Street in Chelsea. So that's one question right. Next question, who replaced the legendary William Bratton as NYPD commissioner this year?
I don't remember.
All right. Sorry, Lauren.
Someone not so legendary yet.
Not so legendary. I was going to say, I
wouldn't have gotten this one, actually.
Andy and Boonton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Brian. Been listening since WASU day.
Albany. Oh, in Albany, WQBK days. Thank you.
Oh.
So, who replaced the legendary NYPD Commissioner William Bratton? Do you know?
No.
I'm sorry, Andy. Thank you for your long-term loyalty. We're going to give people the answer now. The new NYPD Commissioner, not yet legendary, is Jimmy O'Neill. All right. So, Danny in Soho is going to get a new question. Hi, Danny. Happy New Year.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year to you.
And Jamila, you get this one.
All right. Which online media outlet filed for bankruptcy after a devastating lawsuit brought by WWE wrestler Hulk Hogan and Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel?
That was Gawker, right?
Yes.
That's
yes, indeed.
One. Anna Marie, next question.
The Intercept reported this year that a nondescript-looking AT&T building by City Hall may actually be a secret data collection hub for this notorious federal spy agency.
Which notorious federal spy agency, according to The Intercept, actually inhabits the nondescript AT&T building in Lower Manhattan? Take a guess at a notorious American spy agency, and you'll probably be right.
Would it be the NSA?
Yes.
There you go.
All right.
That was a good clue, right? And if you get this one right, you win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. After the city council suspended the vote in February, Mayor de Blasio's proposal to confine these vehicles to Central Park now faces an uncertain future.
Horse-drawn carriages?
Bingo!
Danny in Soho wins a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Danny, hang on. We're going to get your dress off the air. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, guys.
By the way, the winners, as we've been saying in previous Decembers, also win your bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party. You get to go to your New Year's Eve party and drink as much as you're going to drink and tell everybody that you are a Brian Lehrer Show news scholar. All right, and Colby in Brooklyn is going to be the next person up with the chance to get that designation. Hi, Colby.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Jamil, hit him.
All right. Colby, which fallen politician had this conversation with his then-wife in a documentary that came out this year?
Don't you remember in my event last week, the woman was like, what's his position? I'm like, I don't know what the hell his position is on X. Ask him.
There's a campaign going on all around you. I mean, you heard me on Brian Lehrer this morning.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you were on, actually.
All right, Colby. Who was that Brian Lehrer Show guest? And I guess that's
Anthony Weiner.
Absolutely.
All right. It gets harder from here on.
In the documentary called Wiener,
no pun intended.
By the way, that was before I saw the film, people started contacting me saying, you're in the documentary, Wiener.
You have arrived, Brian.
But then I've really arrived. Yep. By the way, Huma, 10 a.m. to noon every day. That's all we ask. All right. Anna Marie, got one?
I do. In the New York State Senate, what is the name of the group of Democrats that caucuses with the Republican minority to enable the Republicans' legislative control?
Wow, that is hard.
That is hard. In fact, if you get this wrong, I'm going to excuse it because I had a note on mine. I was going to X out this question because it's too hard. But if you get it, we'll give you an activity book just for getting it.
I'm going to say Blue Dogs, just because that's the only thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, that's sort of the equivalent kind of, sort of, in Congress, but they call themselves the Independent Democratic Conference, led by State Senator Jeff Klein from the Bronx. But as I said, we're not going to count that. So let's go on to this. After nearly eight decades of serving sandwiches like the Woody Allen, half pastrami, half corned beef, what iconic New York restaurant is closing this year?
Well, I think there are a few that are closing.
Well, this one in particular that serves Allen, half pastrami, half corned beef.
It's either Ben Asher or Carnegie. I'm going to go with Carnegie.
Is right. That's two in a row. Jamil, let's see if we can give this man an activity book.
Okay. Who is the Nassau County executive who was arrested on charges of bribery earlier this year?
Oh, man. So close yet so far. I got nothing on Nassau County.
All right.
All right.
Colby,
have fun, though. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And we
you
had
too.
Fun. Thank you very much. Not quite as obscure as the Independent Democratic Conference.
No, this one I'd heard of.
Unless you live in Nassau County, you probably know that you're now charged with bribery. County executive was Ed Mangano. All right, we will continue coming up with more of the Brian Lehrer Show End of Year News Quiz. Presidential election free. Other than that, were you paying attention in 2016? Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our annual end of the year news quiz. This year, a special edition, everything except the presidential election, because we know you're saturated. That's right, a presidential election free end of year news quiz. So other than the presidential election, were you paying attention in 2016? Call in if you want to play. As people finish up, all our lines are full right now. But when you hear somebody done, it's 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And if you get three in a row right, we'll send you a free copy of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Reminder, we're dividing the quiz into three sections today: general news, other than the presidential election, the lives they lived, about the many iconic people who died this year, with the New York Times editor for its Lives They Lived special magazine. And part three, when we sometimes do true or false questions. This year, it'll be real news or fake news. We'll read a news story, and you tell us if it was real news or something that circulated as fake news. We'll get to that later. But we continue now with our first guest quizmasters, none other than the MTV News All-Stars, who've been on with us periodically and done great analysis of the news during the year, Jamil Smith and Anna Marie Cox. Okay, guys, you ready?
Yes, sir.
For our next contestant, let's see, where did we leave off? I think we're up to, maybe we're up to Corey in Prospect Heights. Hi, Corey. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Hi, Brian. Happy New Year to you all.
Okay.
Same to you.
Hit him, Jamil.
All right. Two Chris Christie allies were convicted in the Bridgegate trial. Name one of the two.
This is easy because I'm a New Jersey native. It's Bridget Ann Kelly, one of them.
Absolutely. The other one was Bill Baroni, the poor Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Anna Marie, next question.
Name the New Jersey train terminal where there was a major train crash in September.
Also New Jersey native, Hoboken Terminal.
Absolutely right. The train failed to slow down at the end of the line, for people who forget. All right, get this one right and you'll win an activity book. And this is part of our New Jersey sequence too, so you've lucked into it.
Did Nancy Solomon put these together?
That's a good name to shout out, though, our fabulous New Jersey Public Radio managing editor, Nancy Solomon, who this may be the easiest question that one of our producers wrote for the whole quiz. So I have a feeling you're going to win the activity book.
Don't jinx it, Brian. Don't jinx it.
Known for being relatively inexpensive in the state. That could be the clue right there. The tax on this substance was increased by 23 cents per gallon this year in New Jersey.
Well, I think I finally redeemed myself after failing on the quiz 2 years ago. I'm going to go with gas.
whoever wrote that question was in a very charitable mood. Corey, hang on. We're going to get your address and we'll send you.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I love the tax on this substance.
Yes.
It's the only way you can make it cryptic.
Now, if we were talking about Colorado or now Massachusetts, maybe somebody would have guessed something else. Okay, Michael in Brooklyn is our next contestant. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian. Happy New Year.
And I see that we're still in New Jersey. So, Jamil, you got the question.
All right. Chris Christie vetoed a bill banning solitary confinement in New Jersey because he claimed New Jersey doesn't have isolated confinement. Yet New Jersey has blank.
I'll pass.
Okay. Then
that is not correct.
Then you'll go away. Michael, thank you. Thank you for trying. Jason in Manhattan. Hi, Jason. Happy New Year. Did you hear the question? Jason, you there? Do we have a Jason? Do we have Diane in Harlem?
I'm here.
Hi, Diane. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brian.
So really we're looking for Chris Christie's, or really the state of New Jersey's, euphemism for solitary confinement. Christie vetoed a bill banning solitary confinement in New Jersey prisons because he claimed New Jersey doesn't have solitary confinement, and yet New Jersey has blank.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is. It is. They go back and forth. Easy heart, easy heart.
Back and forth. Doesn't have confinement. I'm drawing a blank, unfortunately.
Okay. Thanks for trying, Diane. Happy New Year. Well, the answer to this one is they have restrictive housing units. Now, the ACLU pushes back and says the Department of Corrections has claimed that solitary confinement does not take place in New Jersey facilities. Rather, it uses the label restrictive housing units, a difference in terminology that amounts to the same practice, charges the ACLU. All right. Gene in the East Village, you're on the air. Hi, Gene.
How are you?
Good. Let's see. We've still got, is it just one more? We've got one more New Jersey question in the current sequence, and you may get this one. Jamil, go.
Okay. what is the name of the proposed mall in the Meadowlands that will have an indoor ski slope and a Ferris wheel, or what the mall refers to as an observation wheel?
It was Shangri-La, but now it's
something
else.
No, it was
else.
Xanadu.
Xanadu. Right?
It could have been Shangri-La. Utopia
Both
Mall.
Of those might be better names.
I would never remember that. Okay.
No? No. Okay. Gene's passing.
Okay.
Joe in Manhattan, we're going to give you a shot at this before we retire it. Do you know it?
Hi.
Hi, Joe. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, I think they renamed it American Dream.
That is right. So even from Manhattan, you get one in a row right at the end of our New Jersey. There'll be other New Jersey questions later, but that was a New Jersey sequence right there. All right. Who asked that question? Did I?
No.
Jamil. Anna Marie, next question.
Yes. We're going back to tough, I think. Which U.S. state just voted to change its voting to ranked choice voting for statewide elections?
Oh, my God, it's Maine.
Oh, yes! My God, it is.
Oh!
That's right. Voters rank five candidates from one to five on their ballots. If no one gets over 50% of first-choice votes, election officials eliminate the candidate with the fewest first-choice votes and reassign those voters to their second-choice candidate, et cetera, et cetera. So in elections where you don't want a third-party candidate to play spoiler, that's a way to, like, make the second place.
And get rid of runoff elections in New York State. They're such a waste of money.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yes, Maine now has ranked choice voting. If you get this one right. Oh, by the way, Slate, I see here, has a great analogy about ranked choice voting. Slate wrote it up this way. Say you had to decide what beer to bring to a party. A hoppy IPA might win a standard vote with the dedicated support of the beer snobs, while other less polarizing beers split the remainder of the electorate into small factions. A ranked choice vote, however, would eventually coalesce the votes of the IPA-hating majority around a more palatable choice.
I live in Brooklyn. I couldn't even follow that.
all right. This is a two-part question. You get part one right, and you win the activity book. This state got everyone talking about public bathrooms.
Oh, North Carolina.
The Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act, as it's known, or HB 2, which they just failed to repeal the other day. And Joan Manhattan, knowing what's going on in the state of Maine and the state of North Carolina, as well as a little bit of the state of New Jersey, wins a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Hang on, Joe. We'll take your address off the air.
Thanks so much.
And next up is Joshua in Brooklyn. Hey, Joshua. Happy New Year.
Hey there. Happy New Year.
Can you name, after North Carolina passed HB 2, the bathroom bill, either of the two sports organizations protesting the law, major sports organizations?
I want to say the NBA was one of them.
The NBA was one of them. They retracted their All-Star game scheduled for North Carolina in 2017 and will now be played in New Orleans. And also the NCAA, College Sports Relocated Early Round Championship Tournament Games. All right, next question,
cool.
Jamil.
All right. This highly qualified judge was nominated but never really considered for a seat on the highest court.
Merrick Garland?
That's right. That's two in a row. You get this Merrick Garland follow-up question, and you win an activity book. Mm. Anna Marie?
Yes. Well, how this is a multiple choice one in a way, or it's an essay question. How have the Republicans justified their inaction?
Oh, wait, I have options, or I just get to riff?
It's more of an essay question. There are multiple answers here.
I think the idea was that it's one of the key excuses was that it was during an election. And so that because it was during an election, the argument went that the people had the opportunity to vote on.
See, this is a trick question.
One more time.
You just keep winning.
Stop talking.
See, this is a trick question because there really is no justification, right? I mean, like, there's not, like, a legal justification. But yes.
That's right. And the other one that I had in mind, the legal justification that they use, is that there is no law saying that the Senate has to confirm within a certain time period. So that doesn't make it right, but that's what they use publicly to justify it. All right, Joshua, nice going. You win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book.
Thanks so much.
Hang on. We're going to take your contact information, your address off the air, and we're going to go on to Josh in Gladstone, New Jersey. Hi, Josh. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year to you.
So, let's see. I guess I've got the next question, and that is, what river – this is a hard one, I think – what river is at the heart of the protests over the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Oh, the river?
It is the primary water source of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. It's a major American river, not the Mississippi.
Name a major American tributary.
Named after a different state.
Missouri River.
How did you ever guess?
It is the Missouri River. Jamil, that we're very friendly here.
Yes, yes.
Jamil, next question.
All right. So just days after being deployed, Uber removed self-driving cars from which state?
California.
It is. Uber and the state were in a dispute over permits, and just days after announcing test deployment in San Francisco, Uber withdrew the cars. One more, and you win an activity book. Anna Marie?
The U.S. had its first official climate change refugees this year. Which state were they from?
Alaska.
Ooh, unless you count the polar bears, that would be wrong. The answer was Louisiana. Because HUD issued grants to communities to bolster resilience, but as the New York Times reported, issued its first grant to relocate the community that lives on Island de Jean Charles, Louisiana, which is sinking due to the impacts of climate change, our first climate change refugees. But thank you for trying, Josh.
Thank you.
He sounded really dejected, didn't he?
Oh, poor Josh. He sounded really upset.
He came
He was so close.
So Close. Well,
there's such a thing. There are reviews, maybe not official ones. Yes.
We have some more guest quiz masters coming up for the next sections of the news quiz. I want to thank the MTV News All-Stars, Jameel Smith and Anna Marie Cox. Happy 2017, I hope. And I hope you'll keep coming on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our end of the year news quiz continues.